Hello, my name is Philip. I am Roger, and I am calling from the Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reductions. Can you help us answering a few questions?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And may I know, your home is a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment, or a mobile home?
A condominium apartment.
Okay. And do you rent or own?
Own.
And do you know when your apartment has been built?
About 43 years ago.
Okay. And have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property, such as roofing, impact windows, drainage upgrades, structural upgrades, or you haven't made anything?
They've done some.
Okay. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Many, many years.
And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, Category 2, 3, 4, or 5?
I'm sorry, could you repeat those slowly?
Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, a hurricane Category 1, a hurricane Category 2, a Category 3, a Category 4, or a Category 5?
I was here for Andrew, so if that was a 4 or a 5.
Okay. And just that one?
No, I have experienced all of them going that high.
And do you remember the name of the tropical storms and hurricanes that have been impacted your house? You told me already, Andrew. But
well,
do you
Andrew
remember?
One.
And do you remember
I don't
when?
Remember. No.
Okay. 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 1 second. And have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Yes.
And do you know what was the estimated damage?
I don't recall.
Okay. And can you tell me where the primary causes of damage to your home were? It was the debris, was the wind damaging the roof, and the ocean surge, flooding related to a hurricane, or trees falling in your house?
Wind and water.
Okay. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel vulnerable?
Oh, very vulnerable.
Okay. And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how will you prepare? Put up a hurricane shutters, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to the home of a relative or a friend in the area, or you wouldn't make any preparations because your home is already safe?
Well, obviously I buy supplies.
Okay.
And I'm not sure what else I could do.
Okay. No, it's okay. It's good. And when will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, this is 48 hours before the impact. When a hurricane warning is issued, this is within 36, and when your home is already or your home is already prepared.
Yes, it's in process.
Okay. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from a hurricane damage?
I think it depends on the media.
Okay, but at this moment, how do you feel? Do you feel very certain, somewhat, or you don't feel certain at all?
Somewhat.
Okay. You tell me your top three.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
And can you hear me now?
Yes.
Thank you. And can you tell me your three sources, your top three sources of information? Internet sources other than social media. We're not talking about social media. Radio, TV, newspapers, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp?
TV, a newspaper.
Okay. And is something else? Just one extra more.
What?
And can you tell me one extra source of information, such as radio, internet, friends and family?
Friends.
Okay. And in a scale from 1 to 5, and how will you rate your household preparedness? 5 being the most preparedness possible.
Four.
Okay. And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane? The cost of food and other essentials? The cost of housing? The transportation cost, cost of insurance, cost of childcare, property taxes, or loss of income due to unemployment? Or you haven't been affected by, you are not affected by any of these reasons to a hurricane preparedness?
All of the above, except I have no childcare and I have I'm retired. I'm not working.
Okay.
But everything else impacts me.
Okay. And may I know if your home is located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
Neither. And when will you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued within the last 36 hours. If a category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within the next 24 hours. If emergency management official ordered you to evacuate, or you wouldn't leave your house.
I'm not sure.
Okay. And if you needed to evacuate, where will you go? To a local shelter? To the house? If you needed to evacuate, where will you go? To a local shelter? To the house of a nearby family friend or family member or friend? Another location within the state? As far as possible, if possible, to another state? Or you wouldn't live under any circumstances?
I don't know. It makes it very hard for people that are alone and have no place to go.
I understand. And yeah. May I know?
I also have medical conditions, so I can't go to a shelter.
Awesome. It becomes more difficult, right?
Right.
Okay. And may I know how many vehicles are available in your household, if they are available.
One.
Okay. And may I know what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I don't know.
Okay. And how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage?
Oh, I would need help.
Okay. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? Do you know how your home insurance has been changed?
It's gone up.
And do you know if it's more than 10% or less than 10%?
More.
Okay. What about the last 3 years?
It went up every year.
Okay. And as a result of the increase of the insurance rate, what actions did you take? You changed the insurance provider, increased the amount of the deductible, decreased coverage, or you continued paying the higher rate?
I'm not sure what I'm going to do.
And if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%? So you want to be insured for the full replacement value of your house? 80%, 60%, or less than 60%?
You're asking me what I would prefer?
Yes, it is.
I would prefer to be covered for 100%.
Okay. And what is the lowest? Or you will keep the 100%?
I don't know. It depends on the rates.
Okay. And which of the following will you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Will you move to another home within the same county? And you will move to another county within Florida? You will move to another state, or you wouldn't move from your house?
I'm looking to move out of state.
Okay. And in the recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Will you consider it if your mortgage was paid off to cancel the homeowner insurance?
No.
Okay. And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help you to reimburse your cost? The federal government, the state, local, or the government shouldn't be involved in recovery efforts?
The government.
Which one? The federal, the state? Okay.
Federal and state?
A state, local, or federal?
All three.
Okay. And on a scale from 1 to 5, and how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced?
Very little.
And can you tell me a number within 1 to 5? 1 is the less, 5 is the most.
Two.
Okay. And what about that the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
Little. 1.
Okay. And that the new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
2.
And that the new developments take into account flood risk?
2.
and that the building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
I think they're still very low. One.
Okay. And I would like to ask you a few questions about the sea level rise. Do you think that the sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property and do you think you are being affected, your property and your finances?
Yes.
Okay. And do you, will you consider in selling your home? And in if you are able to do it in the private market, as a part of government buyout program, or neither of them?
Maybe both.
Okay. It's okay, you're both. And if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund these initiatives? They have to increase income taxes, increase the property taxes, increase both income and property taxes, or do you have something else in mind?
I wish I did.
But in this case, if we don't have something in mind in this moment, which one do you think is the necessary measure to do it? Increasing the income, the property taxes, or both? Or...
I don't know. I mean, we can't afford it. I don't know.
Okay. And most of Florida coastal areas have a very low elevation, around 33 feet above the sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area?
Very.
Like extremely, moderately, somewhat, slightly?
Extreme.
Okay. And when you moved to your house, which of these characteristics were the most important? The neighborhood, the schools, the crime, that the crime rates are low, the price, the walkability, the taxes and fees, the insurance rate, and the, that is a flood zone, proximity to other family members, or proximity to your job?
Location.
Okay. Location is another reason.
I don't like remember that, them all.
Like you like the neighborhood, and there's a lot of schools, there's a low crime rate, the price of the apartment.
All of those.
Okay. And how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year? Less than 3 years? 3 to 5? 5 to 10? 10 to 20? Or 20 or more years to come?
One to three.
Okay. And finally, this is, we're about to finish. This is just few general background questions and we were finished. And can you tell me your age if there is not a problem?
79.
Okay, thank you. And may I know your gender? You only need to say it if you're male or female. This is for statistical purposes.
Female.
Okay. And including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Just myself.
Okay. So there are no people below 12 years of age, right?
Right.
Okay. And may I know your marital status? A single, married, widowed, divorced, separated?
I don't, you know, I never understand why they have all those categories.
It's just fine. Okay.
It doesn't make sense to me.
And once again, this is just to make a category. This is for statistical only. What is the highest grade of a school that has been completed by you in your household? Less than high school, you finished high school, some college, you graduated from college.
I have a doctorate degree.
Okay. And are you Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And with which of these racial groups do you identify yourself with? White or Caucasian, Black or African American, Asian, Native American, or another heritage? Okay.
White, Caucasian.
Okay. And in your household, what is the language that is most spoken? Is English or Spanish?
English.
Okay. And can you tell me which is the income range of your household? Is below 20,000, 20 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100,000, or over $100,000?
I prefer to leave that empty.
Okay. And this is all the information that I need today. Thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Who's sponsoring this survey?
It's the Florida International University.
So the university came up with the survey and is implementing it?
Yes.
Good. So are you a student there, or how are you involved?
I'm about to finish being a student.
Well, good for you. I'm proud of you. And I'm glad that I could help.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
I know it's hard to get people to answer. Okay.
Yeah, it's really, really difficult.
Yeah, it is. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.